1077 RKR. It's the Rocker Morning Show with Mark Frankhouse, joined on the phone by a legendary actor who's in the new movie Dead Man's Wire. Welcome to the Rocker Morning Show, Carrie Elwes. Good morning, Carrie.
Hi, Mark. I'm doing great. How about you?
I'm doing awesome, man. I'm looking forward to this new movie, Dead Man's Wire, in theaters January 16th. This role that you're playing has got to feel both exhilarating and a bit, I would imagine, refreshing for you, particularly because of the real life story of the man you portray, which is kind of like a new role for you, isn't it?
Yeah, I play this guy called Mike Grable. He was an undercover narcotics detective in Indianapolis in the 70s. And the movie's based on a true story about a guy called Tony Caritzis, who believes that his mortgage brokers are taking advantage of him, so he takes matters into his own hands and kidnaps his broker, wires a shotgun to his neck, and holds him captive in a police standoff for over 63 hours.
Man.
I play a character who knew Tony, and so they had a relationship, and so there's a rapport there. And it was great fun to do. Great fun.
The actual guy you're playing, obviously he was a real detective, but your character, the role in particular, it's a little bit more laid back for you. Like, this is a kind of a newer role for you, isn't it?
Yeah, so I don't often get offered the roles of blue collar characters, so I really campaigned for this one, and I was fortunate that when Gus gave me the green light, I flew to Indianapolis and met with Mike's kids. Mike passed, the character I played passed away 10 years ago, but I met up with his kids, Mike Jr. and Jason, and they were very gracious. They gave me a ton of material to work with, they opened up their family archives for me,
gave me
a lot of audio tapes and video and family albums and biography on their father, and so I had a lot to work with. I'm very grateful for that.
Now, you also star in this film alongside fellow Stranger Things cast member Dacre Montgomery, who played Billy Hargrove. Is that kind of common to work with someone new and then get future work alongside them? Is it by coincidence, or is there some network involved in those decisions?
I wish I could say it was networking. I was so grateful when I heard that Gus had cast Dacre, because we're all mates and we had a great time on Stranger Things together. He's a terrific actor. He's wonderful in this role. Hall, who's the hostage taken by Bill Skarsgård's character, Tony Caritzis. Yeah, he's wonderful in the picture.
I was going to say that I remember this was a very known about back in the day when this happened. This hostage situation took place for like 63 hours. I know that during this time, Chris was calling the radio stations like multiple times. As a DJ, I can't even fathom being put into that position. When you're researching this role and learning more, was the story of this really starting to build in your mind and how you wanted to portray this character in the movie?
Very much so. There's a documentary online about the whole situation, which is where our screenwriter, Austin Kolodny, got the idea from. So there was a lot of material to work with, and we really didn't have to embellish the story much at all.
Right.
That's what's so extraordinary about watching the movie. What you see is really, really happen. So it's one of those crazy things where every scene is almost unbelievable, but it's not. It's all perfectly true.
Yeah. Now, you said you got to work with Michael Grable's kids and everything. Have they seen the movie yet?
We're seeing it tomorrow, so I'm looking forward to that review.
Gotcha. Yeah, that'll be interesting. They're really cool, though, that they let you like open up to that, because that's got to be hard, too, I would imagine you really want to understand that character, and who better to learn it from than his family?
100%. So, really, that's the most important review they feel about my portrayal of their father. So, like I said, I'm looking forward to hearing from them.
No doubt. You've had such a full career. One of my favorite roles that you've played, going back to the 90s, Robin Hood in Men in Tights. And I got to say, you know, working with people like Richard Lewis, Roger Reese, Dave Chappelle, like so many other actors, I've always been amazed at how well Mel finds the perfect actor for the perfect role. Did you kind of feel that way, like while shooting that film?
Yeah, well, you know, Mel is a legend. You know, he's the king of comedy. And when I got that call, I said yes immediately, in case he changed his mind. And every day was just pure joy, honestly, pure joy.
What roles throughout your career have you had that felt like really pushed you as an actor?
Well, I try to push myself in every role. You know, that's the point for me. I don't like to play the same kind of type of character twice.
Yeah.
I like to stretch myself as an artist, and otherwise it's like eating the same meal every day. So I really like to try and push, you know, see how far I can go and how much I can learn from playing something different. Yeah.
Are there any projects that you're currently working on?
Sure. I have a series that I worked on in Miami called MIA. It's from the creators of Ozark, so I'm excited about that. I shot a pilot for FX called Very Young Frankenstein, directed by Taika Waititi and starring Zach Galifianakis. So I'm very excited about that, too.
Oh, man.
And that was produced by Mal. So I'm working with Mal again, which is lovely.
Yeah. I'm really looking forward to this. I saw the trailer for this film, and it looks super intense. And just as being a radio DJ, like the fact that there's so much involvement in the story,
yeah.
This just seems like...
It's great. It's Fred Temple.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, really, my gosh.
Look, by the way, it's tense, but it's also got some great humor to it.
So yeah.
It's a very taut film, but I guarantee you there's not a dull moment in it. I don't think anyone will ever come out of this movie going, wow, it was boring. It's a really fun, exciting movie.
I'm looking forward to it, man. Dead Man's Wire, it's in theaters January 16th. Carrie, thanks for your time today. Condolences, obviously, on the fire from last year, but I'm glad you and your family are safe, and wish you continued success in the future, and thank you for the years of entertainment, Carrie. I appreciate you, man.
Thank you. That's very kind of you. I appreciate you.
Absolutely. Have a great one.
You too.